do through, go through a little anger management if these meetings upset you so much. Because I can tell you, the last meeting we had, it was a back and forth. It was not just one way. So I just want to say, when you're talking about that, people are here because they care. They're not here because they want to come piss you off.
Oh, Milton. The town that keeps on giveting. There's another meeting tonight. This is from the prior. I just hadn't gotten around to it, and I always figure, like, I can't hold topics over past the second meeting afterwards. But the voices there of Jeff Snow, City Councilman Jeff Snow, Cassandra Sharp, talking about the mayor, how the mayor was back for a meeting, and then that, the circus was back with her. And then Sherry Chapman, maybe you need some anger management. We all show up here because we are good people, not because we're trying to piss anybody off. Jeff Snow responded.
We all got a little passion, you know what I mean? But I'm going to question when someone is going to accuse me. I've been accused so many times in the city. Last year, I was accused of corruption, collusion, and conspiracy.
The three C's.
Yeah, well, that kind of turned around, didn't it? We had an attorney that's been tried to be fired three times.
Crazy.
That turned around, didn't it? Correct. Yes. So
it turned around, but I don't think the public was happy with it. The majority of the public.
Well,
we do have some.
We're allowed to agree or disagree.
Right.
So, but I will challenge anyone. If you're going to make an accusation against me at that podium, I will challenge them on that. I'm not going to sit there and take it.
Can I just, as a side note, say that I get so tired of hearing people say what they know the public and the majority of the public believe. It's literally my job to know things like that, and I don't know what the majority of the public believe about some of this stuff. I kind of wish you had one of those instant feedback-o-meters, so when people are watching the city council meetings, they could be voting for, like, you know, they're upvoting Jeff Snow or downvoting Jeff Snow or upvoting the mayor, downvoting the mayor, or Sherry Chapman or whatever. You know, like, that would be entertaining. And since clearly the point of the Mountain City Council meetings is entertainment, you know, I mean, clearly, then we ought to have it.
Thing is, if it's your opinion that it's not true, it may be their opinion that it is. And if they feel they can prove it, is it necessary to get in a spitting match in a meeting?
People come up and get to say.
You get out and wrestle it in the floor, and whoever comes out on top.
Well, it's political time, and there's certain people in this building that don't want us reelected, so they're trying to make something of nothing. The mayor's family came after me and the city attorney.
Hold on, let's talk about it.
If you want to talk about it, you don't want to hear about it now because it's the truth.
No, that's the problem, Jeff. You go off on a whole other subject.
No, we're talking about this subject you're talking about with that situation.
No, I just am saying, this is the part of the problem, is that we come up here talking about the process of the meeting, and here we are.
We're discussing.
You're wanting a screaming match.
I'm not screaming.
I can give you a screaming match if you want one.
Go for it.
But my point is,
are you threatening me?
If you want good meetings, you got to buy into it.
Okay, thank you.
And you can laugh, but that's a fact. Go back and watch a lot of the meetings.
Yeah.
I like Jeff. Jeff puts up with a lot, and you know, but he also gives it back, right?
Whenever we had the fiasco that we had with the hiring of Scott Collins, people are not going to trust you. There were so many variations of what happened that I don't think anybody knows the whole truth.
I've got a pretty good idea.
It was that bad.
Also, On a related note, the reason we don't maybe have as much perfect insight into what happened with Scott Collins is in part because of the public records requests that have not been fulfilled, including by, in part, Mayor Heather Lindsay and Milton City Council member Mike Cusack, about whom I have a pretty funny story I'll tell you in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're traveling westbound on East 9 Mile Road between University and Jernigan, you're going to see some delays westbound right there. Other than that, I-10, I-110 is flowing smoothly. And I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yes, thanks so much, John. I appreciate that. So this Mike Cusack story, I talked about this a little bit earlier. It's pretty amazing. So Alex Andrade has put in these public records. I've put in public records requests that have never gotten satisfied. Don Molinaro, the former city clerk, had told me that Mike Cusack told her that he's going to have to go get a court order to get his public records off of his phone, which I thought was kind of an interesting take on the whole thing. So now, after Alex did this briefing on the Sunshine Law and the Public Records Act and all the details, so he had asked for public records off of Mike Husak's phone from back in May, including with some public records that he knows from Tom Power's public records that he has disclosed. Tom is a member of the Historic Preservation Board. And he wrote him an email in which clearly Mike says, I forward emails from my work email. So he's using his work email as business email for the city and other topics of engagement with the city. And Alex writes, you cannot use your work email to subvert the Public Records Act. There's a bunch of records with you and another citizen activist named Pam Mitchell that you have to produce. I can't do my job if you withhold public information. Please go back and produce the text messages and the emails from work that you've been doing all this time. He writes back. This is the day after Alex had done the public records briefing. My apologies. I had this email sitting in a draft that I thought was sent. I do not have the records you've requested. I had to obtain a new phone on March 8th of 2024. I don't have any emails as I receive and send 200 to 300 daily in my workplace and are purged regularly. So he lost or ditched or replaced a phone that had public records on it, and he deletes emails from work, which is his public records depository, apparently. Alex writes back, Councilman Cusack, you just informed me that you deleted emails that were public records and that you made no effort to preserve the public records on your previous phone. Now I have to decide what needs to be done regarding both circumstances as the city attorney and potentially a liaison for the law. Going forward, please respond to this email and confirm that you will not forward emails to yourself from your city email address. It is apparent this was used to avoid producing public records or to evade scrutiny. This practice must immediately stop. So he's engaged in a public records violation, and he's gotten called on it. His response, never stated I deleted any public records. Yes, you did. I had no idea what a public record even was until city council agenda meeting last night. I did not receive any public records or sunshine training that I can remember since I took office. I asked Randy Jorgensen earlier the month when that training was provided since I took office and was told it would be addressed later. Now, there had already been one provided by Alex, but here's what's amazing about this. On the financial disclosure forms, here, you write, Alex writes back, on your annual financial disclosure, you stated under penalty of perjury that you completed the required Sunshine Law and public records training. You certified under penalty of perjury both this year and last year that you completed that training. That training is and has always been available for free on the Florida League of Cities website. Are you telling me you've never done any training? So deleting public records, not knowing what a public record is, then claiming the reason you didn't know is because you didn't do the training that you lied about on a public form. That's a perjury charge if you lied about it and not having received the training. I don't know what the truth of it is, but it sounds like the kind of thing the state attorney ought to look into. Just as a thought. I love how he's excusing himself from the minor crime of a public records violation with the more serious crime of a perjury. No. I couldn't have been shoplifting. I was too busy, kidnapping somebody. Like, you've made it worse. 820 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
That's right. This History of the Blue Angels is brought to you by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation.
In October of 1985, the Blue Angels would welcome their first black pilot in the 40-year history of the Precision Flying Squadron. A native of Pelham, Georgia, and one of 12 children, Lieutenant Commander Donnie Cochran would fly left wing in the No. 3 jet. He flew with the Blue Angels for 3 years, rotated out and into other duties, and then returned to the Blue Angels for the 1995 season, this time as commanding officer and flight leader. In 1986, the Blue Angels celebrated their 40th anniversary, flying 65 shows in 36 cities. The biggest crowd by far was at the New York City demonstration flown at the 100th birthday of the Statue of Liberty. This July 4th performance drew a crowd of more than 8 million people, shattering the record of 1.5 million set in 1964 at Mexico City. This record still stands today and is unlikely to be broken anytime soon. By year's end, more than 200 million spectators had seen the Blue Angels in their 40 years of breathtaking aerobatics. The final show of the 86 season took place at NAS New Orleans on November 2nd. It was also the last show in the A4 Skyhawks, which had served the squadron so well since 1974. The Blue Angels would transition into the sleek, state-of-the-art FA-18 Hornet during winter training preceding the 1987 season. The twin-engine McDonnell Douglas Hornet was designed as the Navy's first dual-role air-to-air fighter and air-to-ground attack aircraft. It is a high-performance tactical jet which can perform fighter, strike, or intercept missions from carriers or land-based airstrips. Its combination of high power and light weight give this sophisticated jet impressive maneuverability, rate of climb, and acceleration. All great features for a demonstration aircraft. The ones flown by the Blue Angels are just like the ones flown in the regular fleet squadrons, except for a few minor modifications. Weapons have been removed, and smoke tanks have been installed for use during air shows. But if necessary, they can be converted back to combat-ready status in just 48 hours. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go Mach speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the Flight Deck Store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
The Blue Angels enter Russian airspace and are met by MiG fighter jets in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Hey parents, it's Gloria from Sylvan Learning Center, and it's really hot out there. You know what else is hot? Learning. Whether it's reading, writing, math, ACT, or SAT prep, now is the best time to catch up, keep up, or get ahead. With over 45 years of experience, we're the hottest learning center in town for your kiddo, even with AC. So call 1-800-EDUCATE today to get started. Sylvan Learning Center.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz is building his political career in Washington. But according to a sworn statement, back in Florida, Gaetz is partying with young girls and illegal drugs.
One woman specifically saying that she was paid to have sex with the congressman.
Money, drugs, and sex. With the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC. Paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Be sure to tune in to News Radio Pensacola on Friday at 2 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. to listen to the narration of the Blue Angels Fly on Pensacola Beach. It's not just hilarious, but it is every one of ours' nightmare. As I'm playing the Bruce Almighty drop, which is one of my favorites. It's so funny. Steve Carell's great. You know, I'm watching John dying. I'm watching David dying. And I'm thinking, we've all had the same nightmare. Some of us have lived it. 825 on News Radio Pensacola. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. If you're traveling northbound on Davis between Creighton and Bloodsworth Lane, you're seeing some slow and go right there. But other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, or maybe you're not sure if now is the time and you just kind of want to find out what's out there. Because you know how you don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry? You don't go car shopping when you need a car, right? Go car shopping before you need a car. That way, when you're actually hungry for the car, following the metaphor, then, you know, you're not pressured to think about which one to get. You know which one to get. It's just a question of finding the right price, the right color, whatever. And better yet, even buy it before you really have to have it, because then you're not up against the deadline or something like that. This is what we did with our vehicle. We needed to replace our Grand Caravan that we had bought when our oldest kid was born. And then we drove that one into the ground, and it was dying. I mean, it had about 6 months left. The head gasket was going but not gone. And so we went to test drive a Honda Odyssey because we thought that's what we wanted. And, well, you know, we wanted to test drive it to be sure. And it was really hard to find one to test drive. There's just a variety of factors. We found one at Frontier Motors. They had it. We drove it. We loved it. They worked with us on the price. They came down to a really good price, and we bought the car. It was that easy. I mean, it was literally just, you know, a couple of quick conversations, and one day later and called and like, okay, we buy it, right? All right. Simple. And that's the point. You know, just to find out what's out there, or maybe you wind up driving something that's perfect and you go ahead and get it. Either way, Frontier Motors is the place to start that process. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our lines.
I live that nightmare every day. Boeing's in talks with the Defense Department about how the aircraft maker's guilty plea could impact its massive government contracts. The Justice Department announced earlier this week that Boeing is pleading guilty to a conspiracy fraud charge over the investigation into two fatal 737 MAX crashes. Most medical students at Johns Hopkins University won't have to pay tuition thanks to a major gift. The university announcing yesterday they're getting a $1 billion gift from Bloomberg Philanthropies.
We're quite excited about the impact that this will have on increasing access to health-related professions at Johns Hopkins.
University President Ronald Daniels there, he says two-thirds of their current and entering medical students will immediately qualify for that. And Hall of Famer Willie Mays was remembered yesterday, Andrew. The San Francisco Giants hosted a public memorial service at Oracle Park on Monday, featuring several guest speakers, one of them former President Bill Clinton.
He was incredibly intelligent, that he understood the game he was playing, the game he loved, what he had to do to get better, and how to help other people.
Mays died last month at the age of 93. Among those attending the service were MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, Mays' godson, Barry Bonds was there, and there was also a video message from former President Barack Obama.
All right, very good, David. Oh, I got... First of all, somebody says, hey, Andrew, stop telling me what to do. You're worse than my wife. And I said, well, I always hope to be worse than your wife. I mean, I hope your wife is better than I am, you know, just... thinking logically about it. Somebody else says, I couldn't tell if that was Evan Baxter or Joe Biden. No, that's that's fair.
I don't debate as well as I used to.
Oh, you know, as a Christian, self-described, I'm supposed to be like kind and gentle and nice and, you know, grace-giving and... I do try, but that flesh. just telling you, being a talk radio host does not always draw out of me the most godly virtues. And sometimes I feel guiltier than other times. Sometimes I still just think, nah, I don't care. That's funny.
I don't debate as well as I used to.
David Wayne will have your local news coming up next after Fox. Stick around. We'll have the frivolous topic after that. It'll be a fun one.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. The White House producing a letter from President Biden's physician after the White House visitor's log showed a neurologist specializing in Parkinson's visited the White House residence 8 times in 8 months. The doctor's letter insists Biden has not seen a neurologist outside his physicals. President Biden rejecting calls to withdraw from the presidential race as he prepares to host the NATO summit in D.C. Candidate Donald Trump tells Fox's Hannity.
You know, it looks to me like he may very well stay in. He's got an ego and he doesn't want to quit. He doesn't want to do that. It just looks to me like that's what he wants.
Trump holds a campaign rally at his Doral Golf Club in Florida. Tropical storm Beryl knocking out power, 2.3 million in Texas, another 40,000 in Louisiana and Arkansas as it tracks north towards St. Louis, southern Illinois and Indiana to Detroit. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is partly cloudy, beautiful morning, 82 degrees. Groups both for and against the incorporation of Navarre are expected to petition the Santa Rosa County Board of Commissioners to put a non-binding referendum on the ballot this November. State Representative Joel Rudman says that would be the easiest way to determine whether the effort to incorporate Navarre should move forward to the state legislature.
Any incorporation proceedings would have to clear at least two House committees, normally three, as well as be voted on by the entire Florida House. It would then have to pass the Florida Senate as well, only to be returned back to the district to be voted on by the people of Navarre in one final binding referendum.
Rudman says he's told the pro-incorporation group that as long as he is their elected representative, they'll get one chance to make the case. The Santa Rosa commissioners are the only ones that would be allowed to put a non-binding issue on the November ballot. Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office said goodbye yesterday to a 26-year veteran of their force, a celebration of life service held for Sergeant Jason Rickman.
When he first started, I was a sergeant at the Sheriff's Office. And you meet people, and cops especially, we immediately size somebody up, and we immediately get an opinion whether it's right or wrong. But with Jason, the first time I met him, I just had that feeling. I just knew he was such a good person.
And that is Sheriff Bob Johnson. In a post on the on Facebook, the sheriff's office said Rickman was a, quote, friend to all. The Florida Financial Impact Estimating Conference weighing all the pros and cons of the proposed abortion ballot amendment. That would be Amendment 4. And if that passes in November, abortions would no longer be limited to 6 weeks into a pregnancy.
Even if the conference ultimately determines that it cannot exactly estimate future costs and expenses, it can and should make known to voters the types and causes of likely negative fiscal impacts that Amendment 4 would cause.
And it was suggested that if the six-week abortion ban stays in effect, there would be a probable cost savings for the state due to fewer abortions. Senator Marco Rubio says he's got evidence that U.S. taxpayers may have been unwittingly funding thousands of Chinese experiments with direct applications to the Chinese military. Rubio wrote Sunday on nationalinterest.org that new unclassified analysis provided to him by NCIS reveals that this has been going on for decades. He said that over 5,000 instances of research collaboration between the Department of Defense and their funding agencies and Chinese entities have been recorded in the last 5 years alone. Rubio says he's worried this research may have given Beijing an edge in key areas of 21st century warfare. And former President Donald Trump holding a big rally tonight in Miami-Dade County. That'll be held at the Trump golf course there. On Truth Social, he promised a big crowd and great energy. The doors for that open at 2 o'clock. Trump speaking at 7 o'clock tonight. It is 8:35 right now at News Radio Pensacola. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Summit Racing right now. Shop summitracing.com and use promo code radio for $10 off an order of $100 or more. That's summitracing.com. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 7/21/24. No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling from Pensacola into Pace, through that construction zone, I'm seeing some mild backups there, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will see some scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a 70% chance of rain, especially later in the afternoon. High today near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. Rain chances staying high as we go through Wednesday morning. 60% chance of rain. High on Wednesday afternoon near 92 degrees. Lows Wednesday night near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And it does look like a beautiful morning right now. 82 degrees, partly cloudy skies across the area. Your money now. Markets today are mixed. The Dow is down 39 points at 39,305. S&P up 11 points at 55,84. The NASDAQ up 72 points this morning at 18,476. Our 10-year bond rate up just slightly at 4.29%. Gold price is up $8 and, $8 even now, just changed at $23.71. Silver price is up 41 cents today, $31.32. And crypto, we've got Bitcoin up almost 1,000. It's up $983.31 this morning at $57,335. Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash all up as well. A number of Hyundai dealers are suing the car maker, claiming that the company inflated sales for electric vehicles and punished dealers that wouldn't participate in that deception. The lawsuit was filed in Chicago yesterday and said Hyundai put pressure on dealers to misuse inventory codes to make it seem like more EVs were being sold than actually were. BP Oil says they're expecting to lose about $3 billion this quarter thanks to a lower demand for fuel.
The oil company said that lower demand for refining could see between $500 and $700 million erased from the earnings sheet. Earlier in the week, ExxonMobil told investors to expect as much as a $1.5 billion loss in profits. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
Thank you, Aaron. And Target will soon stop accepting personal checks as payment. The retail giant said that policy will take effect starting on July 15th. They said stores will still be accepting cash and digital wallet payments along with debit and credit cards. Target says this decision is due to the extremely low volumes of checks being written. It's 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola, FM 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace.
At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Join Autism Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Today at 10, Executive Director Mary McClellan will be here to talk about Sensory Street. This year's event, presented by the Bear Family Foundation, will be at the Downtown Museum of Commerce on July 14th and 15th. This free event has lots of activities for the entire family. Learn more about Sensory Street today, beginning at 10 with the Pensacola Expert Panel and Autism Pensacola.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
For gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Well, as you heard David mention there just a moment ago, Target is ending the practice of allowing you to write checks at Target stores. No more personal checks at stores for good starting July 15th. So you've got 6 more days to rush out and use a check at Target. That's been your thing all along. So my question, by the way, checks account for 3% of payments, down from 4% in the two previous years and 7% in 2020. This is according to the Federal Reserve, the tracker of all monetary transactions. The vast majority of payments were made using a credit card or a debit card. 62% and 16% were made with cash. 62 plus 16 is 78 is 81. There's still 19% missing. What, digital transfers of some kind? Venmo? I don't know. You did it online? Okay, anyway, I'm not getting into all that. That's not the question. The question of the day is just math things bother me. The question of the day is, how long has it been since you wrote a check at a store? Or at all? And do you still use checks? And if so, what for? You're like, in what ways are they valuable? 437-1620, 437-1620. John, how long has it been since you wrote a check?
Since like 1979. No, I'm just joking.
Goodness.
I'd say 2011.
15, 13 years, something like that, you think? Yeah, I was trying to think. Do you remember what it was for? Can you remember the last check you wrote?
It's probably the city of Milton for water. That's probably what the last one was.
I was trying to think of the last time I wrote a check, and then I tried to picture myself, when would I have had a checkbook? And probably it would have been for, you know, like paying it, because my wife typically pays the bills. Mm-hmm. So it probably would have been paying a bill, okay, when she was like out of town or something, you know, is what I was thinking, maybe. Because I really couldn't think of a situation where in the last decade I've used the checkbook. I don't even know where the checkbook is. I mean, you know, honey, where's the check? Like, you know, I'll go find it because I don't know. It's always credit cards and a little bit of cash. Cash for certain things, you know, when I don't want you to know what it is or, you know, whatever. Just kidding. No, cash for like small purchases basically or flea markets, garage sales, stuff like that. But pretty much always credit card. Never a check. I mean, like, I really can't remember. I was trying to, maybe at a grocery store, I wrote a check maybe 15 years ago, 20. I mean, it's been credit cards for so long that it might have been last century. For me, at a store, I'm pretty sure I've written checks in the century for like bill pay or something like that. Like you said, paying your water bill. But boy, it has been a while. 437-1620. How long has it been since you wrote a check? Do you still write checks? If so, for what purpose? 437-1620. 437-1620. Every Sunday morning at church. Oh, good point.
That is very good.
Good point. Okay, so. You know, writing checks to charities. That's exactly right. And that's only because I don't write the checks. So I wasn't even thinking about that. That's a good point. Typically, you want to be able to track it for your tax purposes. Mm-hmm. And so instead of cash, that makes perfect sense. See, the audience is so sensible. 437-1620. How long has it been since you wrote a check? If so, for what are they still useful since Target is no longer taking them? By the way, good. Have you ever gotten stuck behind somebody writing a check these days? I mean, it was bad enough originally. You remember when you had to fill out the little, you ever been a cashier? You fill out the little grid, the little four-part grid that's got like the driver's license and the amount and the birthday and the, I forget what the other one was. Yeah. And then you had to run it through the little scan meter and get, you had to basically get a credit card approval for a check from the bank.
Right.
Back in the, oh my God, this is taking me back a long time. That's Blockbuster days for me. Anyway, when I was a Blockbuster clerk, a customer service representative, excuse me, a CSR.
Thank you.
I still know my customer number. Isn't that weird? Anyway, or my worker number. So back to the day's discussion. Somebody says, a couple of days ago, I pay all my bills with checks. Long live the checkbook. You're the person.
That's the one.
You're the one in the line in front of us all. Although these days with self-checkout, you're taking up the person and the rest of us are scanning our own groceries for better or for worse. See, somebody else says, I write a $300 check to my accountant every year after she finishes my taxes. Oh, no, that's taxes.
Right.
Yeah, that's that. And so write a check to the tax preparer and, you know, writing your check to the IRS if you owe them. So that's a good one. Gifts. You know, when you're given a gift, like you're mailing it. Okay, if you're mailing... Because if you do a gift card or you can do a check, you don't usually want to send cash in the mail.
Right.
You know, it's so.
I've been opting for the gift cards.
Have you? Yeah. I can see that. But that's another one you know, writing checks for gifts for like the nephews and nieces and stuff like that. That can be. I'm 28 years old, and I don't think this is me reading, not talking about personal information here. I am not 28 years old. I'm 28 years old. I don't think I've ever written a check at a store. I write checks for my rent. I write checks to vendors I use in my business. I also write checks when I give money to my church, probably a total of 3 or 4 a month. Those are the 3 or 4 situations a month. No, I agree with that. 437-1620. Oh, I went a little bit long here. Sorry, John. Traffic on the fives. Go ahead, sir.
That's fine. No accidents to let you know about right now. But if you're stuck between, Olive Road and Davis Highway going northbound toward the Olive Baptist Church area, you'll see some backups there. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You said stuck between Olive and Davis.
Yeah, well, you're stuck between that.
But they're an intersection.
No. You're right, but I was stuck there.
No, you're not the only one. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't misunderstanding.
That's great. I love you so much, John. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
This is me all the time. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are super pros at it. And, you know, they've got this whole system down where everything from just starting with the photography, the staging, the photography, maybe tweaking some things on the outside to increase that curb appeal on the inside, maybe getting rid of some furniture, making it better staging, taking the photo. Like you might think a photo's a photo. No, photos are the way people see your property online. They have a really talented professional photographer that works for them, and that's the one you want, because then you can get the best listing, and then you get the most people show up at the open house, and you get the best offers. And like I said, it's a whole process they've got down to a science. 175 homes they sold last year. They kind of know what they're doing. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Back to the frivolous topic of the day, which is, how long has it been since you wrote a check? Are checks still useful? 437-1620. Last year for a school field trip. Oh, okay. That way my child doesn't lose the money. Yeah, no, that's true, because checks are a little bit more, not insured exactly, but there's a little bit more accountability to them, right? Not accountability, but accountability. Somebody says, what's my, oh, I can't read this. I'm sorry. What my superpower? I think it is. Anyway, I don't get it. I've been years since I used a check in a store. Last one was for my down payment on my car again years ago, since debit card didn't go over a certain amount. My apartment complex only takes checks or money orders for rent. So, July of 2024. Interesting. To pay for things for my kids' school. Okay, fair enough. That's a very common use. I'm 30 years old. I have never owned a checkbook. I believe it. Somebody says, I like checks, but nobody uses them anymore. And you're so impatient, Andrew. Have we met? You know, in the movie Up, when the dog that can speak is like, what's that? Squirrel? You know? I think that dog is too patient. Like, that dog makes me look calm. 437-1620. Somebody says, haven't written them in over 20 years except as required for some sort of government agency transaction. Government's behind. Huh. Windows 99. We write checks. I know it's not... Move on. We write checks to pay bills to avoid credit card processing fees. That's true. Wrote a check yesterday, both for utilities, wrote two checks. Only write a check to myself to withdraw for cash at my bank. Why don't you just fill out a slip? Okay. All right. Whatever. Do your thing. No big deal. I guess that puts it in the checkbook, which is easier to track. Last one, rent until they quit taking them so they can charge me $10 so they can get more money from me, or at least the bank can. Somebody else says... writing checks is how I quickly memorized my driver's license number long ago. Oh, no, that's true. That's true. I mean, you wrote it out so many times that you memorized it, and, you know, I still know what my old, like, Illinois driver's license is. I don't know my current one. It's pretty close because the formatting they use in Florida is very similar, but it's not exactly the same. Oh, and I got a good sound clip. I have to use this in the comeback here. I have Elvis checks. It's therapy to write a few. Envelope, stamp, mail my bills. I forget to pay paperless every single time. I also write a check for HOA fees. I want to make it as unpleasant as possible for them. No, that's probably not. They didn't say that. I'm adding that. Instant gratification is not fast enough. Agreed. And somebody says, I just last week for blueberries at Hillcrest Farm. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay, I got you. And yeah, with credit card fees a lot of times, which have become more of a thing lately, that maybe you want to bypass that. If I don't want to pay the fee, I just go cash. But, you know, seriously, I can't remember. I can't even probably sign my name well enough to write a check these days. It's so bad. 851 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. If you have an import that needs servicing, a BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway or on Pensacola Boulevard, Highway 29 across from the Walmart. 8969 is the street address if you want it. And their philosophy is, look, you don't have to go to the dealer. We take care of those cars all the time. Same for domestics, okay? We take care of those cars, and especially for those imports. A lot of times it's at a distance, like in Mobile or Destin, and you don't want to drive the distance and pay the gas and all the expense of going there. But their philosophy is they just want to see you routinely for the little stuff. You know, preventative maintenance. Avoid the big catastrophe that costs you money and inconveniences you a lot. Get a mechanic to look over your car routinely, just like they look over your body at the doctor's office routinely, just to make sure that something's not on the trajectory, right? That's the idea. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and on Highway 29.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken.
But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Your home is your place of comfort, so who can you trust to come into your home to update your countertops and leave them more beautiful than before? Gray's Granite is committed to creating your dream kitchen or bathroom and ensures excellence with every job. All of their technicians are well qualified, licensed, and insured, a cut above the rest. Gray's Granite strives to lead the industry in solid stone while servicing the local community with high-quality custom work. Gray's Granite, 3141 Potter Street, online at graysgranite.com.
Open your heart and home.
Adopt a teen, sibling, group, or a child with special needs.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
On September 11, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Topic, but I did want to follow up. I got a text from somebody says that just an FYI, Homeland Security requires a check for a passport, which I hadn't realized that. So good informational note as always. And then somebody else says that the last time I wrote a check was to AOL for dial. Nice. I appreciate that. 855 News Radio Pensacola. John's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. But if you're traveling from Pensacola to Pace through that construction zone, I'm seeing some delays there. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 9th. Bye. Golly, I did want to say it. Today is the 9th, and I've been putting 9th on everything. See?
Thanks. Oh, man. Oh, we're off the rails, and I love it. It's so good. I saw this story. I thought this was actually very, very interesting. Axios reporting, as of 2 hours ago, that the headline, office vacancy rate hits record high. Okay, so question for you, John.
Okay.
COVID hit and people stopped going to work.
Right.
Either by requirement or by a safety protocol or by whatever. COVID went away. I mean, it's not gone away, but it's, you know. Anyway. But a lot of people are still doing remote work, right?
Right.
So offices were vacant during COVID. I mean, like Navy Federal was a ghost town during COVID. These big, beautiful buildings, mm-hmm. right? So are people back to work? They're back to work more than they were during COVID, obviously. But
correct.
We're not back 100% to where we were pre-COVID, right?
Right.
So is the office vacancy rate going up or holding steady now that we're post-COVID?
I think it's holding steady.
It's going up.
No. What?
Yeah. So here's my theory about this. It's at 20.1%. And that is the highest it has been since 1979.
Wow.
Yeah, that's huge. That's when Moody's began tracking. And so it's at 20%. So remember, now office vacancy doesn't mean that there aren't people in the building. That means that the building is unrented, right? There's nobody occupying it as an entity. And it was at around 17% in 2020. It jumped to, looks like, about 18.5%. They don't have numbers in this chart, so I'm estimating. But it has now continued to climb. So there was a little dip post-COVID, and then it went right back up, and it's up to 20%. I think there's a combination of factors. I'm guessing. I'm doing my own interpretation here. But remote work from home. People have left the workforce. Mm-hmm. Right? We hear all these stories about people that don't feel like it's worth it anymore. They're quiet quitting. They're leaving the workforce. They're doing something else. I don't know what it is. Maybe they're doing, you know, their own occupation or something like that. But see, the reason this is a concern is because historically you've only had vacancies when it's been like a bad economy. So we have a pretty good economy. I know you're still upset about the inflation that still lingers, but you know, by most measures, the economy is doing pretty well right now, other than it's way worse than it was 3 years ago for inflation. Okay, true. But otherwise, you know, things are doing pretty well. And usually you wouldn't have this unless you had a bad economy. And we've got a good economy and a high vacancy rate. If the economy gets worse, that vacancy rate will obviously go much higher. But this is a problem for people who own and try to rent out, you know, businesses, own these offices, also for construction in that field, right? So we might not see it as much here because we're a booming area. And so we're maybe a little bit insulated from that because of the, you know, economic upgrowth. But this apparently is a big deal across the country. And it doesn't surprise me that it has continued to climb and that it's about 20%. So very interesting bit of information from Axios. 8:59 on News Radio Pensacola. Time for a quick future news. Santa Rosa County is going to maybe pass a fairly small ad valorem tax cut in an election year. It's going to save you about $50 on a $400,000 house. Will they pass that on Friday?
Yes.
Yeah. Is this an election year?
Yes.
I don't know. Stunt, performance, yes. Show me. So, yeah,
I'm just going to say yes.
Clearly, yeah. Will Mike Cusack face charges over destroying public records and also apparently perjuring himself on his financial disclosure form saying he understood what the records laws were?
Yes.
Yeah. That's up to the state attorney.